Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I was listening to Kevin Hart's station on Sirius, and they've got this show with some black dudes, and it's a show they have all the time. I don't know the name of it. I catch it in just little spurts when I'm listening to comedy. I listen to a lot of comedy, and these guys were talking about money, and it was in relation to the lotto, because the mega jackpot was $1 billion, and you know, we were talking about life-changing money. And it's really funny to have a conversation about money, because, like, for example, and you guys have heard me talk about this on the program, when I was a kid, my goal was to be a millionaire. I wanted to make $1 million, and now $1 million, been there, done that. And you find out that it isn't nearly enough. And you're not a player. So if I were to reassess my goals based on when I was a kid and what probably constitutes the same thing that I felt at the time, it would probably be between 100 to 200 million. So my dreams have gone up exponentially at the rate of inflation, if you want to think of it that way. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Is where you can find out more about me and the team and how I plan to make this $100 to $200 million and at least achieve my childhood goal that has obviously had to grow due to inflation. And certainly with Biden, I may even have to jump it up a little bit before his term ends or whenever he's declared incompetent because of the 25th Amendment or if God takes him out. But so, anyway, listening to these black dudes talk about money, it was interesting to me because they really haven't been around a lot of money. Now, these are guys that have made it. They've reached millionaire status. Now, that used to be a big deal. It is no longer a big deal. If somebody says you're a millionaire, you might be worth $2.3 million, but trust and believe, that does not give you enough money to be running around flaunting it. If you are not in the tens of millions, which maybe gets you a little bit more, that's comfortable. You're just out there struggling. Now, I'm not diminishing anybody that's made, few million dollars. I have friends that are worth, few million, but they live well within their means. They're not ostentatious. You know, they own their home. They don't buy new cars. They're not haberdashers. They're not buying new clothes every new season. They're not flying to Paris to Fashion Week. You know, they're just very humble. They take a vacation. They have fun. They're traveling. They're doing what they do, but they watch their nickels and dimes. And of course, yeah, but here's what I will tell you. When you're at that level, stock market fluctuations mean a lot because you got your money in a money market or something, and the stock market takes a hit. You lose 20%. You're down $300,000 to $400,000. So you got to get into some pretty serious money before it doesn't impact you. Think about it. There are people that are worth $1 or $2 million that feel the pain at the pump. They feel Bidenflation. They feel Biden's economy. They feel all these things. And you got to distance yourself quite a bit before you don't feel it. I'm talking 50, 100 million. Then you're like, okay, now I no longer worry too much about it. You can go buy things. You're not too concerned about it. You buy the kids some clothes for school. Right now, went shopping for my son some clothes for school. I'm like, what? You did what? I mean, it was like, you've got to be kidding me. You know, you spend $1,000. It's easy to drop $500 or $1,000 or something. And, you know, when you're a million, if you got $1 million in the bank, that's a thousand thousands. So you can't be running around going, ooh, I'll take that for $1,000. I'll take that for yeah. Let your car break down, or, you know, you need a new air conditioning unit for the house, or, you know, the roof has finally got to be replaced. And suddenly you're going, ooh, I'm starting to count these pennies. But these brothers, were talking about money, and they were talking about big money, and it hit me because I have been around big money my whole life. I'm talking about people that don't count pennies. I was with a lady, a friend. She was a friend of a friend. She lost She lost $40 million 1 year. And it was kind of like, well, there you go. I was with a friend. He's a guy, lives in Colorado. And he said, well, last year I think I lost about $1.2 billion. He's looking up and he goes, about $1.2 billion. And he said it with like he had, was looking for a mate to a sock that he couldn't find in his sock drawer. It was so cavalier. And I remember with the guys, we were all looking at each other like, his name is Mark. We're like, how does Mark lose $1.2 million? And he says it like with ease. And he goes, well, you know, I got these oil leases and this is what happened. And, you know, it'll come back. And he goes, yeah, but it was a rough year. Lost $1.2 million. Oh, well, let's all go fishing. Whoa. Now, see, that's big money. So, anyway, these guys are talking about big money versus what we call Negro rich. And I cleaned it up for you white folks out there that can't use the N-word. Yeah. So, it was an interesting discussion because they were talking about, man, you hit the lotto. Man, you get $300 million. And that's life-changing money. And it is. But then they started talking about rich the way we defined it as a kid when I was a kid. And here's where it got my mind going. They were talking about, man, so these athletes and these entertainers, I mean, they got the kind of money to get custom jewelry. And that's what struck me to go, ooh, now the story gets interesting. Custom jewelry. Guys like Mayweather will get a jeweler to design them a custom jewel that will cost $5 million. And I'm just making it. I'm going to Google it just to get you an idea because I want to know what do these people pay for these jewels that are being designed by Bijou or somebody and, you know, the jeweler of the stars. And I'm going to make a guess that there are people walking around with things around their neck that have a value, perceived value of $1 million. And let me tell you what it's worth. If you melt it down and you take the diamonds out, the platinum, the gold, these things aren't worth $10,000. Let me go out on a limb. They're not worth $50,000. Maybe $100,000. But they'll be worth the value, perceived value, $1 million, $2 million. And it got me thinking about how crazy we educate in the black community about money. And how stupid people are. Why they end up broke. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I definitely want to have more a discussion about money because there is a difference. And this came up because one of my friends who's Jewish talks about how the Jewish people viewed money and the time value of money, how they looked at finance and economics and the understanding of money. And he says, Kevin, we have to get the black community to see this the way the Jews do. And I thought to myself, see, this is a Jewish guy. He's got no fight here. He's seeing what's going on in the black community. He's going, you know what, Kevin, will you help me do this? So we're hopefully get this project launched. It's a multi-year project, a lot of dollars. I got a meeting with some very, very wealthy people in the Jewish community who want to do this. This isn't Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. This is a group of Jews who want to help out. This is so amazing to me. This is why I love what I do and the people that I meet and my friends. You know, I could tell you, my friends will talk smack, will say, I mean, I'm not saying that, not friends, but people that I know will make a crack about, you know, the Jews and the money. And I think to myself, if you only knew, same way they talk about my friends that are, you know, the Scientologists or my friends that are whatever, they will say something and you go, you don't even know. You have no idea what these people are doing out there. The good work that people do. God, so refreshing. It really is. Anyway, glad you guys are with me. The congressional baseball game occurred, this year's version, and the Republicans won. And by that I mean none of them got shot. Yeah. But I will say this. They also won the game, and here's what they wrote about it. In what they hope to be a preview of the November midterms, Republicans shut out Democrats 10-0. In the annual congressional baseball game at Nationals Park, this was last Thursday, led by the efforts of pitcher Greg Stube, a Republican out of Florida. The game brought lawmakers together in a show of bipartisanship to support local charities, with this year's event securing a record high number of ticket sales and donations, raising more than $1.7 million for organizations like the Washington Literary Center and Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington. I'm surprised they still have the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington. Anyway, just putting it out there. So we talked about money. We talked about the congressional baseball game. And, of course, I'm glad that nobody got shot. Even in the practice, you know, Scalise and others, maybe they improved the security around there. But at least it went off good. And I do believe that the game going 10-0, what we would call a skunk or a run ruled, is exactly what's going to happen to the Democrats in the midterms. However, I will warn you, the Democrats have not quit cheating, will not quit cheating. And my hope is that I get Beyond the Mules out before the midterms so people know how to stop the cheating. But at the very least, I will tell you this. I feel very comfortable in saying this. Once people see Beyond the Mules and they see how much cheating went on, the second thing I will tell you is by 2024, this stuff will be fixed. That's the good news. Because you can't look at the evidence that we have and not say to yourself, the cheating happened, and we're going to connect the dots in such a way that you will be able to really get to work. Hey, final point before we get into the meat of the program. But I talked to the guys over at YAL, Young Americans for Liberty. What a great conversation. What a great group. Here's what these guys are doing. And this is why I love that there's so many groups doing so many different things. Young Americans for Liberty are going after state legislators. So they have gotten over 200 state legislators in office. I want to say they had 198 when I talked to them. Their goal is 250 by the end of the year. They say they believe they'll have 300. These are guys that get people to run for the state legislatures. And he says, Kevin, if you go to, the guy I was talking to says, if you go to our Dallas office, we have a wall where we tell you all the state legislators that we got elected. And he says, and on that wall, there will be big red crosses through a few of them. And he says, that wall, those crosses represent legislators who we got elected who then turn their backs on us. So we will go against them later. They're keeping record of this. Now, why is this huge to me? It's huge because we always focus on Senate and Congress at the big level, at the federal level. We forget these state houses. This Young Americans for Liberty is dedicated to going after these folks. You know, these people, and, you know, and at the local, you know, at the state level, and making sure that we're pushing up as well as pushing down. Now, this goes into what I was saying before. School board, city council, other city things, city supervisor, a board of elections. There, you know, there's all kinds of business boards and things like this. Every one of these offices we should know about And it should be important. And here's what I'd love to see. I'd love to see a nationwide group that says, we are focused only on school boards. We are focused only on city councils. We are focused only on, you know, county elections, whatever. If we win at this thing that way, methodically so, we could change these cities and ultimately change the hearts and minds. The Board of Regents at colleges and universities, these are people that set the standards. I don't know who's over curriculum in the states, but here's what I can tell you. I can guarantee you it is leftists. Because we just figure everybody should want to teach the kids the right things. How do you think woke has infiltrated us to such a degree? I was talking earlier, as I mentioned, about black people, money, you know, how we view money. We are so ignorant on money, yet the education system has done nothing to educate youngsters on the time value of money, particularly black kids. I look at these NFL players that leave the game, mostly black players that leave, and what do they say? They're broke within 4 years. You've had an amazing career. You've made millions of dollars. Allen Iverson, perfect example. Hundreds of millions of dollars this guy made. Blew it all. They said Iverson would, would go to a new town. He would go buy all new gear, new clothes, you know, mostly Nike and all that crap. Leave it in the room and go to the next city and do the same thing. Now, I mean, that's stupid money, but he took stupid money and he made it even stupid, more stupid. We got to educate. But the way we do that is we have to control the process. Let me tell you what Beyond the Mules is going to teach you. How these little roles that you pay no attention to, state registrar or whatever, how these roles were all corrupted so that the left could come in, and this is Democrats and Republicans, and essentially steal the election from you and give you no way out because of the way that they did it.
Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More Americans are living paycheck to paycheck due to inflation. A new report shows 61% of adults across the country struggled to make ends meet in June. According to Lending Club, that's a 3% jump from May and reflects the economic hardship for about 157 million people. A year ago, 55% of all working adults said they were living paycheck to paycheck. Legislation to expand health care for veterans injured by toxins during active duty already passed both the House and Senate, but needs another Senate vote after an administrative change to the text. Republicans who voted against the bill say an amendment is needed to stop unrelated spending. Meanwhile, Democrats argue the amendment would cut funding for veterans. This is USA Radio News. Firefighters are struggling to make progress against the McKinney Fire in Northern California. It has burned through dozens of structures, including the home of 81-year-old artist Althena Schwander. Schwander moved to the area just a month ago to be closer to her son.
I'm very sad. My house is gone. All my furniture, all my clothes, shoes, coats, boots, everything's gone. But my daughter-in-law told me that she grabbed my trunk full of jewelry before I left, and I found that out this morning, and I was very happy.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. What started that fire is still under investigation. Jury selection is underway in the trial of a North Texas man accused of murdering his daughters in an honor killing. Dallas County prosecutors say Yasir Saeed shot Amina Saeed and Sarah Saeed to death inside his taxi in 2008. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The other day we played a series of mashups of the Democrats and other leftists just lying through their teeth, lying about inflation, a recession, all kinds of stuff, January 6th hearings and all that. And there are a couple of other things that I want to play that sort of fit in line. I'm not going to get them in because this stuff, you know, is going to age after a while. But here's a Jared Bernstein, Biden's economic advisor, and he's lying about, I believe, certainly the economy. But here he is. And we're going to get through these quickly because I want to cover a multitude of topics. This is our longest segment, by the way. So I want to cover a multitude of things that we didn't get to just to reinforce what we do 5 days a week, 2 hours a day on this show, which is to tell you that you don't have to go hunting. You don't have to go into the bowels of news to find out what the Democrats say and do and realize how dumb these guys are, how crooked, how evil, how vile they are. Here's Jared Bernstein lying about the economy, inflation, etc.
Many also still have excess savings. This is one of the things that's helping to fuel consumer spending, which, again, is 70% of our economy. So I think if you look at the strength of the current economy, if you look at the strength of the labor market, if you look at the strength of consumer spending, you would conclude that where we are right now remains solidly within expansion.
All you got to do, folks, is get on Google, look at economy, Biden economy. And I'm going to tell you right now, you'll find out very quickly that was this nothing but a bald-faced lie. We're expanding. We're contracting. Our GDP has contracted 2 quarters in a row. It will contract a 3rd quarter in a row. That's my prediction. Unless they manipulate the numbers, it will contract. You should look at how when they explain inflation to you, when they explain it, you should look at and let me just give you an idea. This is from The Hill. A June surge in gasoline prices fueled much higher inflation and dip in household spending power. The personal consumption expenditures price index, they measure everything. It's called the PCE. A key gauge of inflation rose 1% in June and 6.8% annually last month. The monthly inflation rate, they said, rose from 0.6% in May, and the annual inflation rate rose from 6.3% in May as well. So May was 0.6 and 6.3, June was 1% and 6.8, and then they go on to say this. The price The PCE price index is the Federal Reserve's preferred gauge of inflation and heavily influences the central bank's plans to hike interest rates. The Fed aims for annual inflation of 2% each year and is raising interest rates rapidly to bring price growth back down to that level. So inflation is so outpacing what the Fed likes it to be, they're having to manipulate now. They're playing with the numbers. And look, I get it. I get that they want to have the economy on a certain level. Let me warn you. The economy is spinning out of control. They don't know what to do. These people act like they're experts. They think they can predict you. They can't predict you. In the old days, when you spent your money before we got credit cards, before we had crypto, before we had, you know, digital people making money for doing absolutely nothing and all, you were very predictable. When you made a dollar, you went, I'm not going out buying a bottle of water for $1.50 when I can wait and get home and drink it out of the tap if you were smart, or I'll buy, you know, drink a 20-cent bottle that I have in my house. No, you buy it. Watch how people spend money these days. It doesn't have any. There's no meaning. You do it electronically, it doesn't feel the same. Then when you take it out of your wallet, you hand the 20 over, and somebody gives you back $13, and you're like, that was how much? When it's electronic, it's just bloop, bloop, it's gone, and you're like, oh, okay, and you move on. Energy prices, they say, rose 7.5%. Food prices rose 1% in June. Now, let's think about this. Energy prices rose 7.5% in 1 month. Think if that was, if it were month over month. Now, energy prices are going to drop from June to July because it was manipulated. They took off the gasoline tax and all that. Food prices are still going to go up. But think about this. Month to month to month, we're seeing 0.6% increase, 1% increase, percent increase. That's compounded. In a year, you might have a 14-15% increase in the price of your food, if not more, and certainly we've seen that. Now, they go on to say this, high energy and food prices can also boost inflation throughout the economy as companies try to cover higher transportation, manufacturing, and ingredients costs. Energy prices, get this, were up 43.5%, food prices up 11.2% annually in June. So through June, we're almost 43.5% higher in energy, 11.2% higher in food. At the rate we're going, just double that. 80% higher in energy, 22% higher in food. That doesn't include what we were suffering over the last 6 months prior to this. So take it over the last year, we're already at those numbers. We've doubled the price of gasoline. Food prices are easily up 30-40%. Now get this, without food and energy prices, the PCE index rose 0.6% on the month and 4.8% on the year in June, both up higher than their May levels of 0.3% and 4.7%. So what they're telling you is the trajectory looks like Usain Bolt pointing up like, woohoo! We don't have anything that's indicating that Joe Biden and his team can put a cap on this stuff. Now, they call inflation without the energy and food. By the way, the two things that you must have, they remove, and then they measure what they call core inflation. Now, if that doesn't make sense to you, welcome to the party. They said, since food and energy markets are more volatile and usually don't reflect the broader forces pushing prices higher. Okay, fine. So take it out. Higher core inflation, they say, may be a sign that the Fed hikes have not yet slowed the economy enough to make a dent in price growth. Let me translate that. The hikes are going to keep on coming. They are finally making the interest rate reflect what it should have been during the time of Barack Obama, what would have been brought down during the time of Trump, and now would have gone back up to shoot past what they were during the time of Obama. That's where we are.
They say higher inflation also took a chunk out of household budgets in June. Disposable income rose 0.7% in June, but fell 0.3% after adjusting for inflation. So what they're telling you is, while your disposable income may have gone up, we ate it all up with inflation and then some. Consumer spending rose 1.1%, but just 0.1% after the adjustment for inflation. So this spending that Joe Biden talks about that's going to fuel the economy isn't going to happen because of inflation. People are spending out of desperation, not because it's, you know, what they call luxury spending. You're not going out buying things. I'm going to go get myself a new TV just because the older TV, it isn't because it quit working. It's because I don't want to, I just want a new one. Have you done that in the past? Did you do that under Trump? My hands up. I bought things under Trump that I didn't buy normally because of this, because of inflation. So, you know, Democrats are struggling with this stuff, and this is why Biden is struggling, why his poll numbers. And look, again, let's look at another trend line. Joe Biden's polls, which for me are boring. They're boring to talk about. But the last time we talked, this was last week on this subject, two-thirds of Democrats, it was 68% of Democrats said, we wouldn't vote for him again. Now, a new CNN poll, 75% of Democrats, Democrat-leaning voters, includes both of those, want the party to nominate somebody else. It's now clearly three-quarters. It's no longer just over two-thirds. Three-quarters. What's it going to be 2 weeks, a week, 2 weeks from now? Will we be closer to 80%? You want my guess? Absolutely. They said a sharp increase from earlier this year. The poll comes as Biden approval ratings remain low and most Americans are discontented with the state of the country and the economy. Inflation remains high, and a new report that was released on Tuesday showed consumer confidence slipping for the third straight month. Is there any reason why they're keeping a lid on Hunter Biden? The FBI doesn't want you to know what Hunter's doing. Is there any reason why you haven't been told the truth that Joe Biden's the big guy and that he took money from Hunter, etc.? At this point, I can't even figure out what the strategy is with Joe Biden and the Democrats with Joe Biden, because, you know, they're keeping a lid on Hunter, but anything else that breaks, and it breaks the back of Joe Biden, I think it's because the Democrats know it'll break their back as well.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique
unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
Talked earlier about polls for Biden, and they're not good, but there's a new poll surveying black voters, and they write, it could pose additional problems for the Democrat Party's 100 days before this year's midterm elections. Blacks to the Future Action Fund and Socioanalytica's researches temperature check polls of 6,000 black adults across the U.S. shows that the nation's slowing economy as their top concern. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Donald Trump got more black vote than anybody since Eisenhower, I believe. He rocked it. Easily won this election, the last election, until they cheated him out of it. You can't get over 20% of the black vote and lose. You can't. We're too concentrated in big cities. We carry the suburbs everywhere else, so there's no way to lose. But you can lose if they cheat you. This story goes on. But more alarming for Joe Biden and his fellow Democrats is the increasing disapproval of the economy and direction of the nation. Now, this is no different than the white people poll that I mentioned earlier. But they got to put it in the black folks poll. So this is 6,000 black people polled. The poll comes out as other surveys suggest and analysts predict significant Democratic losses in the upcoming midterm elections. The temperature check polls have been conducted bimonthly starting in July of 2021. Back then, 57% of black voters approved of the economy. Think about this. 57% of blacks approved of the economy, which means 43% didn't. But get this. By May of this year, 60% were dissatisfied. So that's gone up 17%. 43% were dissatisfied. Now it's 60%. Why? Inflation. When asked about the direction of the nation, 48% of the black folks polled said they were dissatisfied. Alicia Garza, principal of Black to the Future Action Fund, told USA Today that polls show a measured political approach is not what voters want from lawmakers. People want to see the economy shift, she said. People want to see ongoing relief and recovery efforts, especially as it relates in the second year to being in the second year of a global health crisis. Now, I tell people this all the time. Don't think we've won over the black community. Just because, you know, in terms of ideas, a lot of black folks bought into this woo-flu scam. A lot of them still buy into the idea that America is racist and a host of other things. But you're not going to win them over. You have no better time to win them over than right now because they're smarting so much from the inflation and the policies that Biden's implemented that this is the only time you're going to get people to listen. When you say, look, you can look at this any way you want. Great. You can get your reparations, but if you're getting reparations and you're paying twice as much for everything, does it really matter? You know, and by the way, while you're waiting on reparations, how are you going to survive? Who's paying for your health care? Who's paying for these meds that have gone up exponentially? How did all this happen? And if we show them that it's not the Republican, it's the crooked nature of how business, in this case, Big Pharma, has colluded with Joe Biden's government. And this is why you're struggling in this area. This is Joe Biden colluding with the green energy lobby to keep your gasoline prices high. They want your gasoline prices high. They want you in chaos. That's what you need to be focused on as a Republicans. I would ask you this. When have we had this much black angst in your lifetime? I'm going to give you the answer. Never. The closest time we came to it was during the time of Obama. That was the closest. That's it. There's been no bigger chance for a switch or opportunity for a switch since 1936 when FDR was giving everything away. Well, we have the opposite. We have a guy who's in there and he's effectively taking all the gains. It doesn't matter whether you're on welfare or you're working. You are suffering. If you're on welfare, you are upset with Joe Biden. You've gone to the grocery store. Your SNAP card might have $1,000 on it, but it's only worth about $600. You get what I'm saying? This is the time to strike. And we should be, look, the money that's going into some of these organizations that should be going into showcasing in the black community what happened, what's the cause and effect of cheating a guy into office, etc. What is the cause and effect? That's what should be discussed. But it's not. And here's the other thing. if black folks need to understand, look at all this angst you have. Look at the number of people who voted for Trump in the 2020 election, number of blacks who voted for him. Look at these numbers. And ask, blacks need to be asking themselves, does it matter? Our numbers have been shifting towards the Republican Party. Let me just say this. I don't know whether they're shifting towards Republican, but here's what I can tell you. They've been shifting away from the Democrats for the last decade. And Trump got enough votes from black folks to flip any election in the past. So why do you think the Democrats are cheating? When the Democrats can't control the young vote, have you seen the youth vote? Have we talked about this in a while? Yeah. 94% of young Democrats don't want Biden. And to be honest with you, they don't want any Democrat. The Democrats would be lucky to get over 80% of the youth vote no matter who they pick. I'm talking youth Democrats, not youth votes for Republicans. They're not going to – let me put it another way. The way that the youth are voting in the Democratic Party, they might as well be Republicans. Because if they don't vote, it's a vote for the Republicans. And if they do vote, it's not going to be for the person they pick. Right now, 94% of them would not vote for Joe Biden. And the previous poll, 68% of Democrats wouldn't vote for Joe Biden. Now it's up to 75% won't vote for Joe Biden. The only category, and we've talked about this before, that Joe Biden carries in his Democrat demographic is supposedly college-educated women. Now, that just goes to show you how stupid college-educated women are who say, we would vote for Biden. That's the only category he covers. He hasn't made any gains with Latinos. In fact, every other demographic he's lost, LGBT, just regular women, non-college-educated women, Latinas, blacks, Hispanics, well, I already said Hispanics, Asians, he's lost every other statistical category. Why do you think they're cheating? Why do you think this full court press has been going on? Look at the poll numbers and you have a perfect, you understand, they cannot win on the with ideas. So the only thing these people can do is they got to cheat. We can't win in the world of ideas. So let's make sure that we can make that. It doesn't matter what black people think. It doesn't matter what women think. It doesn't matter what the LGBT community thinks. So look, you can all think all these people can think they're winning. Oh, look at us. We got our guy. Woo, look at us. Wait until they don't have to listen to you. See, I would be. Look, I'm no genius. Well, actually, I am. But I would be running ads understanding what is it that everybody wants that I don't have to give anything up based on my ideology. How do we do this without sacrificing ourselves? As the old saying goes, what is it to gain the world but to lose your soul? Well, that's what the Democrats want. They are willing to lose their souls to gain the world. I'm saying, look, I'm not losing my soul. I don't have to, I keep breaking myself, and I'm getting ready to do a thought and then I break into it. I know it's got to frustrate you guys listening to the Kevin Jackson show, but my mind is moving quickly now because I'm excited. But the point is, we don't have to do anything that changes us to change them. All we have to do is point out, see, I told you, if you pay attention, you're not going to like what they do. You're going to finally get the picture. Joe Biden and that team want your gasoline to go high. Joe Biden and that team want your energy costs to go high. Joe Biden and that team has no solution to energy. I wish we could play this thing forward and let them see what happens with all these lithium batteries. We told a story about a young girl who bought a car, a $17,000 car, and she's used it for 6 months. The car died because the battery went out. It was a Ford Volt or something. The battery goes out. $14,000 to put a new battery in. They thought they got a deal. They didn't get a deal. And what about all these lithium batteries ready to die? You think the car industry is in a mess, the used car industry? Wait until all these cars hit the used car and people are smart enough to go, I'm not buying that car. I know I got to put a new lithium battery in it and I won't be able to afford it.
putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.